Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus continues to visit many places in South America at this hour, but we're fielding a lot of calls from the United States and Canada at this time about when Santa will be there. Here to update us from just behind Santa's sleigh is Elf Crash Murphy, our Eye in the Sky reporter. Crash, we're getting bombarded here with the calls, emails, and text messages from Sector 5. Where are you now, and when are you getting to Sector 5?
Hopefully we get there before all the In-N-Out burgers close, Frank. I'm starving.
Crash, that's not the answer I think these folks are looking for.
I think the answer is I haven't the foggiest, Frank. I know it's past 11 now for a lot of those areas, but we go through this every year, you know. Santa's holding back, as he usually has to, because sleep is just something that is hard to do in Sector 5 every single year.
Okay, Crash, we will do our best to pass the bedtime wishes along. And speaking of that, let's go again to Elf Victoria Wassel for an update on bedtime advisories.
Frank, warnings going out right now are focused on areas of the West, the Rocky Mountains, the territories of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta in Canada, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, and New Mexico in the American West. To the south, it's Mexico and all points east.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel, for that update. Let's go now to Flight Command and a logistics expert named Elf Zeke Washington. Mr. Washington, what's your function there in Flight Command tonight?
I'm in logistics, sir. We predict what time Santa needs to arrive for maximum delivery efficiency. We help move freight into position and clear space for Santa at the times we think he needs to arrive in certain areas.
Are you the one responsible for the later delivery times in Sectors 4 and 5 tonight?
No, sir. The people living there are the ones responsible. I'm just the guy predicting when everything needs to be in place for when Santa can do his job.
Okay, Zeke, what are your worries right now?
Well, we work under the broad target of Santa delivering between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. local time. Santa could be pushing those boundaries, Frank, and I mean on the late end in places like Canada and the U.S., I'm afraid to say.
What happens if Santa goes beyond 4 a.m.?
Then he runs into people waking up on Christmas morning. It's not a good situation.
I see what you're up against. Thanks for that information, Mr. Washington. Folks, for the love of Frosty and his pointy nose, please get to bed on time tonight. From the North Pole, where I'm out like a light any minute now, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.